Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of TBD Adult. I'm your host, Sarah Moore, and today I'm joined by Monica Azmi, the host of Boyfriend Proof Podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. This is like my first time being on someone else's podcast. I'm so excited.
Yes, I'm super excited to have you on this week's episode, especially because we're talking about a topic that is really important to me, and I think everybody has a little bit that they have that they can share about confidence, especially you. So thank you.
Yes. Yeah, no, thank you for having me. I have so much to talk about when it comes to confidence, so I'm so excited to dive in.
Me too. So before we get started for this week's episode, do you want to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Yeah. My name is Monica. I'm 23 years old. I'm born and raised in California, but let me tell you, I'm so in love with country music. It makes my heart so, so happy. So I'm kind of like a wannabe country girl at heart. I graduated from Sacramento State University last December with a degree in communications. So I like to describe myself as a communications specialist, but like many recent college grads, we all had to move back home with our parents and live that unemployed life because everything shut down with COVID.
Sadly.
And it's extremely hard to get a job, or at least in like the creative field at the moment, just been like applying to so many jobs and getting rejection letters. So that's been my life of 2020. Spent a lot of days scrolling on TikTok and crying and watching all of Netflix, you know, the usual stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I completely feel you. So I'm actually a senior at San Diego State University.
Oh.
And I'm very fearful after I graduate this year of finding a job. And so I get the whole unemployed and fearfulness.
Yeah, I'm very lost in my life. Like, I have no idea what I'm doing. But like in the beginning of October, I had this like epiphany one day. And I was like, oh my God, I should start a podcast. So
yes.
I did some research and I found out it was like really easy to start one. And actually, I had a logo, a name, and the concept like all under my belt for like the past 4 years. So I came up with the concept of Boyfriend Proof like 4 years ago. It was actually supposed to be a mascara brand. I was going through such a rough time in college with the breakup, and I was like bawling my eyes out in my car. And I just like looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, oh my God, why can't mascara be Boyfriend Proof? So that's kind of like how the name started. And I wanted to like create a mascara that was like essentially waterproof or tear proof. And
I
like
love that.
Yeah, so like with my journalism expertise, I wanted to like combine the brand with like interviewing different people about their own relationships. So like finally after 4 years I did it, and it's so crazy because I just started it a month ago and so many people are like hitting my DMs, sending me their stories. So it's just so beautiful to slowly watch it grow.
Yeah, I definitely feel that whole entire process because I joined a volunteer podcast program through SDSU a year ago, and after that, like, I fell in love with the entire process, and I had this idea of starting my own podcast as well, and I kind of, like, sat on the idea for about a year, and having the name and everything just kind of fell into place for me. And then eventually when I started it, it's been really funny to see how like it's taken off and how other people have been so receptive of the content that you're putting out. And I'm sure you can totally agree with that as well. Like hearing back and feedback from people, it's like a really strange process. I don't know why, but like it took me a while to get used to the idea that, oh my God, people are actually listening to the stuff that I put out.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. I was just like, I didn't think it was gonna, I mean, it's a hobby for me right now because I'm just like, I have nothing to do. So I'm just like, whatever. And then like so many people were hitting my DMs like the first like 2-3 weeks. I was like, oh my God, these girls, or like there's some guys too, but like these people are holding me accountable. So like, this is something I actually need to do. So I just think that's so funny how that happened.
Oh yeah. It's crazy how things work out. So
yeah, right.
So to start the episode off, I do want to talk about like what confidence means to me and like what it means to you, obviously. Mm-hmm. Did you want to start this off or do you want me to start this off?
Oh, you can go ahead.
Okay. So for myself, I think becoming a confident woman and finding my confidence is more so a journey rather than a destination.
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely, over the years, had times and points in my life where my confidence is much higher than it was before, or mm-hmm. have those times where it drops to absolute rock bottom and then right. eventually picking it right back up. But for me, it's definitely been this constant idea of having to be open with not only just myself, but everyone in my life. And in that sense, being proud of who that person is, who I am, and everything that I stand for, and not being ashamed of what it is, you know?
Right.
And wanting to like speak my mind and not being afraid that somebody else's opinion or somebody else's idea of what I'm saying isn't going to matter about, I mean, obviously taking other people's feelings and stuff into consideration, mm-hmm. but when you're speaking your mind and choosing what you want to say, you are wholeheartedly standing behind it, being proud of what you're saying, and not worrying about what other people think of that. And like for myself, I think a lot of that also comes from having to take pride and being like just in general proud of myself and who I am and my accomplishments. And I think that took me a really long time to come to terms with, that I don't need to worry as much as I do about what other people think about exactly. myself mm-hmm. and what I'm doing. Because when you really think about it, how often do you really look at somebody else and worry about what's going on in their life or genuinely think something about what they're doing? Like, you're more so concerned with yourself and mm-hmm. the idea that others are concerned with yourself than other people right. really are.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people tend to like look at other people and their lives to kind of compare it to yourself. So it's like, oh, they just went to jail. Like, that sucks. Like, that's not me. Like, mm-hmm. so I feel like there's a lot of comparisons when we look at their lives and our lives. And there's this concept where we look at other people's lives because we want to make ourselves feel better about ours. So I think that's so interesting that we do that as humans.
Yeah, and there's definitely, like you're saying, the whole idea of comparison. And I think nowadays, especially being heightened with the way like social media is and just the whole competitive aspect, I know slightly off topic, but for instance, when applying to colleges, mm-hmm. I know for me, when I was applying, I had my confidence in my scores for like standardized testing and my grades and stuff
yes.
were just extremely low. Like, I did not want to share any of that information with anybody because yeah. I was terrified in which somebody else's score was, oh my goodness, just maybe a little bit higher than mine. But mm-hmm. it was this whole idea of, oh my God, is that person going to think I'm not smart because my score is a little bit lower than theirs? Or, and in reality, that didn't even matter. It was my own skills that I've already done and completed, and now it's up to a college. It's not up to mm-hmm. my friend or my neighbor to look at my score and tell me.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I think that's the whole idea of comparison is really sometimes tragic to somebody's confidence.
Yeah, definitely. And like going back to like your scores and like people trying to figure out like all these things about you, like it really doesn't matter. It's like it has not, like it doesn't matter what they have to say, because it's like you're like, that's your journey, and like they're not going to go to this certain college. It's like it does not matter. But I definitely agree, like how sometimes it like gets to you.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so just like kind of adding on to your pride of your accomplishments point, because like I really like that point, because I feel the same way, because like for me, I always want to like produce the best work so I can be confident in it. And I feel like if I do a lousy job at literally anything in my life, I personally feel lousy. So like, for example, I was that student in class that like loves to like give speeches and like do debates, because like that was part of my major in college, but like I was never always like that. Like you said, it's like a journey. So it's like in high school, I hated them because I wasn't confident in what I was saying or my delivery or like also my image too. So I barely prepared for any of my speeches in high school. I always thought I had to get like new clothes and have my hair and makeup done because like all eyes were on me. So like in my brain, because I didn't have cute clothes or like I look like a mess, I wasn't confident in what I was saying in general. So I think when I decided to want to major in communications and like I grew up a little and like I went through the journey, I learned to be more confident in how I looked. So like I think knowing you're able to improve in time, it gives me confidence because like when you get older, you're able to learn more about yourself and be more secure in yourself and like also different areas in your life. So like I always tell people when it comes to like interviews or speeches or anything like that, how you present yourself and preparation and like how confident you are in saying the things that you need to say, the more believable or persuasive your content is. And more people are going to want to listen to someone who's confident in their appearance and delivery and all the things that they're saying versus like someone who isn't.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree with what you're saying. So I used to do beauty pageants in high school. And one of the things that they actually told us before doing like our onstage question and our interview portion was fake it till you make it, because that whole idea of the person and persona that you're putting out to the audience is what they're going to believe. So if you completely botch the question and you do it wholeheartedly and with confidence and passion, it's much more believable, and they're probably not even going to notice that you messed up, because that whole just essence of carrying yourself with pride and just a poised persona, it definitely makes a difference in the way that everything else unfolds for you. So I completely agree with what you were saying.
Yeah, definitely. It's really just like what you give out, and then people are going to take what you're giving out. And that's, I just think that's really important, basically.
Yes, absolutely. And by the way, fake it till you make it, I don't mean be disingenuous, but I'm saying like just carry, even if you truly don't feel like you are the most confident person, if you tell yourself to believe that, I really feel like that changes your whole outlook as well.
Definitely.
Telling yourself to do something puts your mind in one direction and kind of moves it in a more positive way. So
yeah. And like another point too, I think making sure you're nice to people is very important about confidence. And the reason why I say that is because like you hear a lot of people say like, oh, they're mean and they're nasty and they leave nasty comments on your posts online because they're insecure or jealous. So I feel like if you're secure in yourself and you know that you're wonderful and you're kind and you're extremely nice and caring to everyone that you meet and you're willing to put 100% everything you do, you feel confident in yourself knowing you're someone that you would personally want to hang out with. So I think people who are nice to people are confident people, because those are the type of people who compliment others on social media or hype people up.
Absolutely. Having the ability to recognize others' accomplishments and not tear them down out of jealousy just shows how much more of a confident person you are. Because if you can recognize and acknowledge and admire other people's accomplishments, it just shows that you are more secure of a person, and you're looking at that person as someone that you could grow from and learn from rather than tear down and be jealous of, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I think I see that a lot on like social media and like maybe like makeup in particular, because like I love doing my makeup and like I wouldn't say I'm able to do those like extravagant like social media videos of me doing my makeup, because like I personally am not at that level like some makeup artists are. But I believe like I personally, I like to do my makeup and I love how I personally do it, and I like how it looks and I feel confident in it. But I'm usually that person that would like comment on like makeup guru's social media posts, be like, yes, girl, so beautiful, iconic. And like versus like I would say the insecure woman that would comment saying, wow, that's too much makeup, that's trashy, like blah, blah, blah. Like, what's the point of that? Like, this woman is so confident and talented and inspirational in the makeup world. And she's posting something that she's confident in, because you personally can't do something artistic like that. So you're going to leave a nasty comment. Like, I don't know. I don't think that's a confident person. I think you can have an opinion like, oh, that makeup's nice, I personally wouldn't wear it, but I don't need to write something out there in public with your name on it saying something mean about that person.
Exactly, exactly. And kind of like what we were saying, confidence is obviously much easier said than done. Mm-hmm. I think we've all had those points where we probably have been a little bit insecure and maybe a little bit bitter about it because we weren't as secure with ourselves as we wanted to be at that time. Do you have any time in which your confidence wasn't exactly where you wanted it to be?
Yeah, I would say this year is a year where my confidence has been tested in so many ways for a very long period of time, because I describe myself as a workaholic, and I always had this life plan where I'm going to go to college, I'm going to study hard, I'm going to work a bunch of jobs during that time to gain experience. And I was so confident in myself during college because I knew I was doing more than some of my peers. So like, I was like doing so much work that's like going to benefit me in the long run when I graduate. And a year has passed, I've not worked in a year, and I'm like looking at my dream jobs online and the requirements and like feeling I don't even meet those requirements like at all. And it's like, yeah, sure, I can be creative and write something cool for this company and do this, but like, I don't think I'm up to the task 100%. So I either like don't try at all and not apply, or I do try and then I get defeated over and over again because I didn't get the job. So like, as much as my friends and family say I'll get a job within time, and also on social media seeing that I'm like not alone in this current situation makes me feel a little bit better. But right now, like a lot of people, this is probably one of the worst times in my life career, like my career wise, basically, and
your
like,
professional career.
Yeah, and like feeling so lost and like not knowing what's next. What do you do? Like, how can I, like, what can I do now so I can, like, benefit myself later? But it's, yeah, I think this time in general has been the worst by far.
I can completely agree with that. 2020 has definitely been a very interesting year. Yeah. I don't think any of us expected for the way things went to go this way.
Definitely not. And you can like plan. That's what's so funny. Like, I realized that I'm a planner. So it's like, same. You can plan, you can like plan all you want, but it's like, you never know what's going to happen.
Absolutely. So for me, in the same sense, I mean, pretty different, because mine was more on a personal aspect rather than like my professional feelings. Mm-hmm. But for me, when I've had a time in which my confidence was just extremely low was actually my freshman year of college. I had a really hard time adjusting coming to school, and where I was living was one of the places, one of the dorm buildings on campus that I just really did not want to live in. I was not happy with my environment. I was in a triple room where I was literally living under my desk. I was not taking care of myself, and it physically took a toll on how I was like appearing. And so I had a mental internal struggle, I guess I could say.
Okay, right.
With how I was feeling and how I was externally projecting it as well. Mm-hmm. And I think because I was so unhappy with the way that I looked, it made like my confidence as a person just like plummet to the pits of hell. Like, no joke. Right. Because I was not happy with like external features, I figured that's what everybody else must be judging me on. That's what everybody else must be noticing about me. And it started to become like a fixation for me. And it ended up developing into this like really unhealthy routine with like working out and food and everything in general. And then for me, in order to like turn that all around, it was, I really had to snap out of it and look at myself in the mirror and say, this is not the person that you want to be. So if you want to fix this and fix how you're feeling, you need to make actual changes for yourself and start looking at the way that you're looking at the world, in a sense, differently. Mm-hmm. And it was that whole process of refinding myself and starting to do things for me and the person that I wanted to become. And that's when I was able, in a sense, to refine my confidence as a person and realize it was no longer, my confidence should not be defined by my external features anyways. It was an internal thing. And by finding that for myself was when I feel like I really became or started becoming the confident person that I am now. So
were there like people or like any environmental factors that was like affecting you, or was this really just like an internal battle for you?
I would say it was probably both. I mean, freshman year of college in general is stressful. I mean, yeah. It was the first time taking courses like I had taken. Even though I took APs in high school, I honestly don't feel like a lot of them, quote unquote, prepare you as well as they should. Yeah, for college. Yeah. So I kind of went into college going like, holy crap, this is a whole new world. And on top of it, since I was so far away from my family, also, as much as an extrovert I am, I don't know why it was really difficult to make like solid friendships my first year of college, because I'm also one of those people that I prefer to have a small group of friends that I have really close relationships with rather than like a bunch of people that I'm just acquaintances with.
Yeah, I'm the same way, definitely.
Yeah, and because like, I don't know, this sounds kind of weird, but I was on an all-girls floor and it honestly was not as friendly as I was hoping it to be. And
oh, so, my gosh. Yeah.
So because of that, I felt like it was just a little bit more difficult to make those connections with people. So in a sense, I kind of felt alone and alienated. And then it resulted to like this stumbling and tumbling shit show of other things that happened. And so I feel like it was both internal and external.
Yeah, no, definitely. I can totally agree with you. Like the first year of college is not fun. It's definitely because you're just like trying to understand like, what am I doing with my life? Who the heck am I going to school with? Like, I'm like, you know, you're in a different like environment, you're away from your family, like you said. Yeah, it's a lot. Like, it's not, it depends on like the person you are. Like, some people are like so ready to get into college and be far away from their parents and do something new. But like, sometimes, like I said, like, even if you plan all this stuff, things don't go as planned. And it's like, absolutely. Yeah. And I feel like even though, like, even if you're planning and all that stuff and you're a planner and like, you're like, oh, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. And like, I'm so confident because I'm ready. And then things just shift and you're just like, oh no, oh no. And then you're just like, oh, I don't know, I don't know anymore. And like, you just give up. And I feel like that happened a lot, like, for me in college, where, like, I'm confident one minute, and then something else happens, and I'm just like, oh, like, I get a bad grade on a paper. What am I gonna do with my life? My life is over.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like, that.
Literally, I would cry so hard. I got, like, I think it was, like, my first course at, like, Sacramento State. It was, like, a film class, and, like, I wrote this, like, 15-page paper, and my professor was, like, he didn't even grade it. He was just like, he just wrote no on it. See me in my office or something like that. And I cried. I called my boyfriend and I'm just like, oh my God, my life is over.
No joke. I would probably cry too. Like, stuff like that hurts. It hits hard.
I cried so much and I was like, I couldn't breathe. I just remember at the time, it was so random, but like at the time, it was like a night class and I like went in the middle of like the school. And that day there was like, Jesse McCartney was singing at my school. Yeah. Jesse McCartney was singing and like all these girls were like screaming like half naked at my school and I was like crying and like, and I was just like writing an email and like Jesse McCartney singing in the background and I was like, dude, if this was a movie right now, like
literally, it's like Beautiful Soul is singing Beautiful Soul in the background. No. And you're sobbing.
Literally, goodness. I was like, I should have been in there. I could have held Jesse McCartney's hand.
Literally. Oh my gosh. Okay, that's so random though. Like, what are the odds?
It's normal college things. No big deal.
Literally. Oh my gosh. It's either, I feel like it's either you run into a celebrity on campus out of nowhere because you're not expecting them, or random protesters angrily screaming in the center of campus.
Oh my god, there would be so many of those on campus. They're like, you're going to hell.
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh. Literally, it's either or. You get one or the other. There is no in between.
Literally. So exciting.
Okay, so kind of a little more back on track. Yes. But so going on with the same topic of sometimes confidence can be really hard to find. And I think there's specific things that sometimes cause us to have those issues with our confidence. Mm-hmm. So how do you deal with like today's society standards when it comes to like beauty and womanhood and everything else that a woman is expected to be?
Yeah, I think when it comes to like the society standards of like beauty and like what a woman's supposed to look like and like all this stuff, like I just go through life just thinking you can't please everyone, because I'm a strong believer of like beauty is like in the eyes of the beholder. So like what one person thinks is beautiful, the other might not. And I think as a woman, we see this a lot on Instagram and social media. And like for me personally, I get a lot of the go eat a burger comment in person. Yeah, like because I'm naturally skinny. I've always always been skinny. So like I would be walking around like in school or at the mall or like even at work, and like it's always an older mother, and she's so concerned about my body, and like it took me a while to really understand that it just stems from jealousy, because before I'd get so angry and I'd feel like, I feel like we have to understand that everybody's body is different. People are on different medications. Some people's diets are different. Some people have different lifestyles. Like, and you can defend yourself if you want. Like, or you could honestly, before I just let people kind of talk to themselves. It's really funny because they look stupid. They're like, because like when I don't say anything, I'm like walking by. So I was like, go eat a burger. And I don't say anything. Like people around them are just like, are you okay? Are you talking to yourself? Like, are you good? Yeah, that's what I personally do, because I just ignore it, because it's like, it's my body. I know what my body is. Like, you don't get to decide. Like, some random person doesn't get to decide if I should eat a burger or something. Like, that's, like, it's my life. Right. So, yeah, I just feel like if you feel the need to defend yourself, then go ahead. But I just feel like you don't need to. Just like what you said earlier about, like, the grades and, like, people are so concerned about the grades that you have and stuff like that. Like, I just feel like if you're happy about how you look, and that's all that matters. Because with my body personally, I've been like 90 to like 100 pounds all my life. And I acknowledge that. I know why it's like that. And a lot of girls have come up to me and said like, oh, I have the perfect body. Or some would tell me like, you need to gain more weight. Like, obviously, that can get to a lot of people. It just honestly how your personal body functions. And you know that personally. And I don't know. I just think it's a personal journey, and just gonna have to learn how to filter some comments out, I guess.
Yeah. Kind of going off the same like trend of weight and size. You said that you're on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm sure you know where I'm going with this, but yes. TikTok, I really feel like has created this culture in which there is a specific body type and body style that is now being just over the top idolized. And it's to the point in which, don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure like creators and people have made comments stating how TikTok actually filters out their videos if they do not have the specific body type. And
I heard that too.
Yeah. And that idea of literally creating a
algorithm, is that what it's called?
Yes, like the algorithm. Literally, it's creating the specific algorithm that filters out these body types who are just as beautiful, just as important, and deserve to be seen, because I really do feel like if society was more understanding and acceptable by seeing what else there is, I think it would create this environment in which other people would not feel as like shameful because their body is different. Mm-hmm. Because I know for a fact I've been there before where I've been watching these videos and I look at them and I'm like, oh my God, like my body doesn't look like hers. Like, do people look at me and go, oh my goodness, she's so big or she's gross or all these other negative words and stereotypes that come along with the idea of not fitting into this perfect style and shape. And I think that's one thing that a lot of people, along with myself, have an issue dealing with. And so for myself, I really have to look at myself and go, are you happy with the skin you're in? Yes. Are you happy with the body that you have? Yes. Am I proud in doing what I need to do to take care of myself at the best of my ability, whether that comes to exercise, food, clothing, like whatever I feel like I need to do in order to feel happy and confident in my body and my skin? Yes. And if I can answer yes to all those questions, then I think for me, like, that's what's important, is knowing that I feel secure with myself and I shouldn't be looking at what others think of me more so.
Definitely, like, really important to check in with yourself and not like constantly be taking all this like media in and not like checking in with yourself, because it's so easy to like disconnect and just like not feel like you're a person. And like going back to like TikTok and like looking at women, you know what's so funny? I think it's like, I've noticed this like now looking back, I think society standards of beauty is a trend, because the reason why I say that is because if you think before the Kardashian era, I was in middle school during that time, but I remember all the magazines, everything is the beauty was being skinny, being blonde, white with blue eyes. That was the staple of beautiful, of being beautiful. Mm-hmm. And like me growing up, I grew up in like a mostly white neighborhood and I went to school with a lot of white people, but like both of my parents are Middle Eastern. So I have dark brown hair. My hair is kind of wavy. I have thicker eyebrows, tanner skin. So like every morning I felt the need to look like that. So I would like straighten my hair at like 5 a.m. in the morning. I would dye my hair blonde. I would pluck my eyebrows and like trying so hard to look white, basically, to like a different race, basically, because like I wasn't, there were like nobody like, there wasn't anybody like me on TV. There wasn't anybody like me around me. So I was just like, I gotta look like that. So I think when the Kardashians came out, a little bit like after maybe two seasons or so of the reality show, we saw this like shift in beauty. I honestly, that's my personal opinion, but like I just saw so many more ethnicities being seen, bigger lips, bigger boobs, bigger butt, darker hair, thicker eyebrows, and that just became more of a beauty standard. So for me personally growing up, I just saw this major shift. But even like in high school and some of my college life, I still continued to try to look blonde and white and whatever. But it took, again, it was a journey. It took towards the end of my college years, so like maybe 2 years ago, people were like appreciating my dark hair and my full eyebrows and my tan skin. Like they wanted to look like me now when I wanted to look like them. And I just personally just learned to embrace them later in life. And again, it just goes back to my point about improving and learning more with an age, I guess. So it's just so funny. I just think every year it's something else. I know, like, it's just, or like look like Kylie Jenner or something. So I just think that's so funny that it's happening right now, because it's like, I wonder what the standard is going to be next year or the year after that, because it's always changing. It's always evolving.
Yeah. And kind of going back to what you said about the trend changing and evolving, I don't know if you've watched like America's Next Top Model, like some of the earliest seasons.
How, so cringe.
First off, there's a lot of issues with that show.
Yeah, no, I didn't even notice the, like, because I remember watching it when I was, like, middle school, probably around that time. And, like, I was just like, yeah, you need, like I was like, Tyra, like, yeah, you tell them. And, like, now, like, people, like, are going back and watching it because, like, quarantine, everyone's, like, watching really old shows now. Yeah. And I'm, like, going back and I'm, like, oh, I can't believe she said that.
Right? Yeah. And I think, like, looking at kind of like the whole ideal model body type was very thin, very, you had small, like, womanly features to, like, to now where a lot of people idolize the, like, Instagram baddie body type.
Yes.
Where you're super curvy and, like, huge butt, huge boobs. And if you don't look like that, then, like, you don't have the ideal body type either. So I think, like you're saying, it's very interesting to see how, like, standards of beauty, and specifically for women, has really changed and evolved over time. Like, and like you're saying, I really do wonder what it's going to be like in the next, like, 10 years, or by the time we have children, like, what is it going to be like for them? Yeah.
Personally, I'm super scared, because it's like, it's already bad. Like, it's already bad to the point where, like, I know before, when we were younger, before, like, social media and everything, we saw people taking pictures of celebrities' bodies on magazines, and, like, we saw that, like, at grocery stores and stuff like that. But now it's like, if you open Snapchat, there's, like, on the homepage, there's, like, news magazines and stuff, like, posting, mm-hmm. like, hey, look at blah, 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 like, look how she walked out the house, like, all this uh-huh. stuff. And it's like, how is this news? Like, it's why not.
It's literally just a way to tear down other people.
Yeah, it's so bad.
So, in a sense, there's always something that I feel like everybody could do to make themselves feel a little bit more confident. What specific things do you have that you do to make yourself feel more confident on days that you're just kind of struggling?
Like I said, I mean, like don't really, like, follow my life, but, like, I personally, like, I feel like I'm still learning how to be more confident. I mean, I can tell you I am way more confident than I was 5 years ago. Again, it's a journey, like you said. I do a lot of planning and prepping, and I like to wake up early to eat and get ready and just, like, feel like a human. Because mm-hmm. if I have something to do, like, let's say it was a job interview or I have to go to work or something, and I just roll out of bed and I don't do my makeup, I don't wash my face, I don't brush my hair, I don't do anything, I'm going to feel like a mess. And if I feel like a mess, then I tend to be cranky because I feel disappointed in myself for not doing the work. So for me to feel confident, I just think of it as putting in work and showing up. Like, because it's like you have to do something for yourself to be confident. Like, it's just not going to come naturally. Some people, sure, go ahead. Like, you know, some people are just naturally confident. Like, that's their personality. That's their journey. Mm-hmm. But some people have to do, like, little things every day. Well, on TikTok, they like to film their lives, like, the day in the life of their life, because they're depressed or something, or they're going through a breakup or something like that. And it's like, look, I'm turning on a candle, or, like, I'm writing my affirmations for the day. Like, I have to write them out. Like, it's a different journey for everyone, which is so interesting. But also, it, like, inspires others to do those same things that they're doing, because I think they kind of, like, look at that and be like, hey, I should try that. Like, maybe that's going to help me be more confident. Mm-hmm. But I personally feel good, like, hyping other people up. Like, if somebody posts their outfit or their makeup or, like, whatever, or their dance or whatever, they're so confident. I can't dance on camera. Like, I could never. but, like, I just, like, see that and I'm like, yes, girl, you go. And, like, I would say something and, like, there's just, like, a community of girls just, like, coming together. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's, like, on TikTok in particular, just because I feel like that's such a brand new app and I'm seeing so much more of that.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And, like, for me specifically, like, one of the things that I like to do, kind of similar, is not getting up early. I am not a morning person. But, like, I like to get up and then, like, shower, do my full routine, like, maybe some skincare, and then put on my makeup and, like, an outfit that makes me feel confident, where I look in the mirror and I'm like, who is that? I love this.
And so, like, I feel the same way. Yeah.
Like, tell me, an outfit does not make or break your day. Like, honestly.
But, exactly.
Yeah. And so, like, for me, it's just those little things that I could do that I'm like, oh, you know what? Today's going to be a good day because I did this for myself and I'm really happy with how I look or how I feel. And it just really sets the whole tone in making you as a person feel just way more confident for the entire day.
Yeah. And like, I feel like for me, if I'm like taking like Snapchats of my makeup and my outfit, I'm like, all my friends are like, oh, you go, girl. I'm just like, yes, today I am thriving.
Right? I love it. And then another thing that comes with being confident, I think there's a fine line for some people is the difference between being confident and cocky. So I think for some people, they like to hide behind the use of the word confidence rather than actually demonstrating things that are confident behavior. And I feel like cockiness is more so coming from insecurity, and it's rather you're trying to prove a point about who you are to other people rather than to yourself. And where confidence, for me at least, I think stems from the idea of you being secure with who you are rather than having to prove it to others in the world.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you on that. I think when it comes to confidence, like personally, I think being able to inspire someone, and like cockiness is more like, look at me, I'm better than you type vibes. And I think this ties into the biggest advice I could give someone is like, always believe that somebody is watching you, like not in a creepy way, but like in like looking up to you, especially if like you're a leader or you have a following. So if you're able to use that confidence that you have to inspire someone else to do something positive, then you're being a great person. Like, for example, like during college, I hustled. So like I had a leadership role at Starbucks. And like during that time, I was like a full-time student in community college, and a lot of my coworkers at Starbucks were like so much more older than me, and I was like 19 or 20 at the time, and I had this role of managing a store, a very busy Starbucks store, and had like no days off because I went to like two different like community colleges, and I just commuted everywhere 24 hours every day. So a lot of my coworkers saw that because they were watching me as a leader, and a lot of them would come to me and be like, how did you do this? Like I would never, how do you do this? And you know, like I always say, like, if you really want something bad, you're going to do everything in your power to do it. So like, since so many of my coworkers saw I was so confident in myself to go and do all those things day after day, that actually inspired them to go back to school. Because they were like, oh, well, if Monica can do it, I could do it. So it's like, people are always watching you. Like people, like we're like, whoever you are, like you maybe even have like one follower on like Instagram, like whatever it is, somebody's watching you. You should feel confident in yourself and to like inspire someone in a way that you can. Like you, I feel like everyone has someone's like, everyone is able to feel confident in themselves in the way you personally know how to, whether that's like being confident in your time or your appearance or self-care or school or leadership, like anything. I think everybody has a specialty you're confident in, and you can use that wisdom to like share with others.
Absolutely. And for me, one of the things that I think is so important is learning and growing, but doing that from what you gain from other people, because like you're saying, everybody has a specialty, everybody has something to offer, everybody has something to give in which you can learn from and grow as a person. And I think that definitely comes from being able to have the confidence to share those things with other people, and also having the confidence to take those things into consideration and learn from those people as well.
But yeah, I definitely agree with you that like, we should all like learn something from somebody and be inspired by everything that people do.
Absolutely. Yeah. So on our last bit of the podcast, I wanted to ask, do you have any advice that you would like to share with listeners about being confident?
Inspire somebody. Like go out there like every day in your life. I know so many people kind of like look at their confidence with me, like me, like, you know, I'm not feeling great because today's blah, blah, blah. Like, my life's this, my life's that, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, with me personally, I sometimes shift my mindset where I'm thinking of the people around me. Like, today I'm going to work a shift with, like, three other girls, like, whatever. And I'm a leader, for example. So, like, think about it like that. Like, think about, like, how you're talking to other people. They're watching you. So, like, inspire other people. Even if you're not feeling confident, maybe then you can, you know, take that, like, journey that you're doing and, like, maybe just, like, being nice to somebody. You're, like, hyping somebody up. Like, doing things for other people while you're, like, internally working on yourself. I think that's personally something that I've done, and I feel like that's made me a better person, and I've had a really good relationships and friendships from that. But yeah.
I really like that. I definitely feel like when you can be kind and celebrate other people, like, kind of like what I was saying earlier, but celebrate other people for themselves and their accomplishments and everything that they have to offer. In a sense, it makes you feel good too, because knowing that you are making somebody else feel good makes you feel good, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And, like, for me, the one advice that I want to share is just remembering that it is a journey. Confidence is not a set in stone type of thing. You can have, it's okay to have off days and to recognize your off days, and don't put yourself down for when you do have those moments in time, because the next thing you know, you will be back to where you were. You could be even at a higher state of confidence, and knowing that it's a flexible state and giving yourself some leeway and just knowing that it's okay to have bad days. Because sometimes I think we're all a little bit too hard on ourselves.
Yeah, no, that's very important. That's a very important point. Yeah, just, like, think of it as, like, a curve. Like, some days are gonna be good, some days are gonna be bad. But, like, recognizing that, like, it's okay. And, like, don't be so disappointed in yourself when, you know, something goes wrong or whatever. Just, like, yeah, like you said, like, learn from it. Like, you can move past it, because, like, nothing's forever. As long as, I mean, as much as, like, this year has been so bad and it feels like it's never ending, it will end. It will pass. And then we'll look back at it and we'll laugh.
Hopefully, yes.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I'm hoping 2021 is much better. I'm going in with that positive mindset. I'm saying 2021 is going to be better. There we go. Yes. Affirmation. That's of what's course. Happening. So that is all we have for this week's episode of TBD Adult. If you want to connect further with me or my podcast, you can check me out at SarahRMoore282 or the official podcast page at TBD Adult. And if you would like to check out Monica, you can find her at...
Yeah, so my Instagram is Boyfriend Proof Podcast, and you can, if you, like, want to share your hashtag Boyfriend Proof story, you could totally DM me. I'm always on my phone because I have no life, so you can find me there.
Okay, great. I'm so thankful that you got to be a part of this episode and share everything that you had to about confidence.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.
Yes, it was. Thank you so much.